Mike Adams here, the creator of BrightLearn.ai, with an update on the platform. By the way, I'm also the creator of the other Brighteon AI tools. They're all free to use, and you can find them all at Brighteon.ai. That's the word bright, followed by E-O-N.ai. Now, the big feature improvement to announce today is that we have added donation buttons for you. If you're an author, a creator, as we say, if you're creating books on the platform, then all you have to do is go to your author profile page. That's your author page. And you're going to see a link right there that says, click here if I'm the author and I want to edit my profile. You just click there. And then all you have to do is enter a token and your email address, a token that you used to create a book, and your email address. That's your login. And then you're logged in, and then you can edit your profile. You can put in a description of yourself, and you can put in your website link, your X link, your Brighteon social link. And the new stuff that we've just added is that you can add a Monero link for donations or a Xano. When I say link, I mean address. So you're going to put in your receive address for your Xano wallet and your Monero wallet. And once that goes in, then on your author page, it will say, hey, donate to support this author. And that will be there for every book of yours as well. So on the opening page of every book, it'll say, donate to this author. Here, use Xano or Monero. Now, will I add Bitcoin? Yeah, probably. I probably will. The thing is, I really like to encourage people to use privacy crypto because of the privacy. And Bitcoin is not private crypto, but you know, ultimately, I will support Bitcoin as well because I don't want to make that decision. I don't want to, you know, censor Bitcoin. I'm not anti-Bitcoin. I'm just pro-privacy crypto. So anyway, I'll add Bitcoin as well. And then people can donate to you in whatever way they wish. The thing is, if you're receiving a lot of donations via Bitcoin, then, you know, that's all monitored. That's all visible. And, you know, you better comply with all the all the certain regulations that are necessary for, you know, okay, that's on you. Because we don't see any of the crypto transactions or donations, and we don't keep any of it. So 100% goes to you. We don't take a percentage. It's actually impossible for us to take a percentage because it doesn't come through us. And I did that on purpose. I don't want your donations, you know, I want you to get donations. If people love your books, they should donate directly to you. I think that's great. And also, I don't want to have to comply with freaking tax agencies. I mean, no, thank you. I don't work for the IRS. So I don't want to take money from the public and then distribute it to people and then collect all your tax documents and enforce all that BS and then do all the reporting. No. That's not what I do. I'm a vibe coder. I develop awesome platforms to empower creators and to decentralize knowledge. I am not a tax enforcer, and I'm not an accountant, and I have no desire to be so. So that's why we don't take any money from your donations. How much will you get? I have no idea. That's up to, I guess, how great your books are and how many people that you have supporting you. And, you know, you can drive people to your author page. You're welcome to do that. I can assure you there will never be any ads of ours on your author page. The platform will remain ad-free. So you can recommend your author page. You can feel totally safe about that. The only thing that's going to be there is all your books and all your author profile information. And that's it. And so, you know, promote your author page. And you'll probably get more donations, or promote your books also, you know, on the platform, and you'll probably get more donations. So anyway, that's one feature. The other thing that we are doing right now is we're doing the automatic upgrading to version 2.0 books. So here's what's interesting. Let me back up and explain this. So when you create a book on this platform, BrightLearn.ai, the book is not static. The book continues to be updated with new information as we index more documents. So, and also we recently upgraded the entire engine with a new architect layer. And the architect plans the book really well. Now, let me be clear. When we upgrade your book, we don't change the title or the cover art or the table of contents or that stuff. What we do is we rewrite the subchapters using the architectural advisor information, which enhances that subchapter, and we pull new resources, references that we've indexed so that there are more references and your chapter becomes more full because it's got more citations and resources for the research. So we do, from time to time, automatically rewrite the subchapters of your book to enhance them. We never change the tone. We always use your original prompt as the primary guide when rewriting subchapters. So you can rest assured that the book is never going to deviate from your original intent. In fact, we save your prompt, and that's used as the seed for rewriting every subchapter when we upgrade those subchapters. So your book's only going to get better. It's never going to get weird or worse or whatever. It's only going to get better and have more references. And because we're adding millions of additional documents into our indexing over the next couple of months, your book is going to be just automatically more and more impressive every time we upgrade it. And the only way you'll know, I suppose, is if you download the PDF every once in a while and you look at it, it's like, hey, wow, this is a whole new PDF. Or, you know, the chapters have more references now, or the chapters, the flow is better now. You know, there's less repetition from section to section, things like that. That's some of the feedback we've already received. Everybody's loving the rewrite, everybody. Because our first version of the engine, version one, it didn't have the architect. And then I added the architect about a week ago. Yeah, roughly a week ago. And since then, I saw that the new books, which are version two books, are so awesome that I said, man, I got to go back. I've got to redo the version one books with the architect. And so that's what's happening right now. Now, will there be a version three? Yeah, absolutely. At some point, there can be a version three because we're adding millions of new documents to the indexing. So yeah, eventually that's going to that might be 6 months down the road. It's not going to be a frequent thing. But there are some other features that we're trying to build in that are currently cost prohibitive that we want to add. And that includes diagrams and illustrations in the books. So there are a lot of books that really are begging for illustrations or diagrams that, you know, especially how-to books and things like that, where it shows, you know, it's talking about how to sharpen a knife on a stone or something. It would be really great to have, you know, a sketch or an image that depicts that scene. And even though we have the technology to do that right now, it's currently too expensive for us because the per image cost is, it would just blow away our budget. However, those costs are coming down significantly month by month. And the image quality and the image architecture is getting much, much better across various AI engines, including Grok, by the way. So as those costs become more reasonable for us, we are going to begin to upgrade books with illustrations, especially the instructional books. So what we'll do is we'll have an AI agent go through the books subchapter by subchapter, and they will look for opportunities of where illustrations could be very useful for these books. And when we find those, then it'll automatically create an illustration and then it'll upgrade the book with the illustrations. But again, that's a few months away just because of cost. Or if you know somebody that wants to donate a lot of money to our nonprofit that funds this whole thing, you can donate and we'll give you credit, you know. You'll be publicly named as a donor to the project. The minimum donation is $10,000. It goes to the Consumer Wellness Center, which is our nonprofit. It is tax deductible. So if you want to do a year-end donation to us and you want to get credit for it, there's going to be an interstitial page when the public, when they generate free books, it's going to show them who's paying for the compute. That could be you. Again, the minimum is $10,000 if you want to do it. If you don't want to do it, that's fine. We're going to donate, but our donations are limited, and that's why we can't do illustrations yet. Nevertheless, if you want to donate to us before the end of the year, maybe, you can email us support@brightlearn.ai. support@brightlearn.ai. Tell us what you want to do. If you want to make a donation, we'll tell you, you know, who to write it to. It's going to be the Consumer Wellness Center, nonprofit. We can give you the tax ID, you know, the federal tax ID for your accountant and all that stuff. And then we will incorporate your name or your organization name as a donor in the next rendition of the engine as we open it up to the public. So feel free to do that if you want. If you're able to, if you love that idea, great. We welcome it. So if we get a lot more money for donations, then let's say if we get, I don't know, $50,000 or $100,000, then we could probably really turn on illustrations for a lot of books right now and just start burning through the, you know, the donation money to create books with illustrations in them. You might wonder, like, how much does it cost to add illustrations to a book? Well, it depends on what engine you use, but actually the good engines right now are about 15 cents per illustration. So, you know, if you put 10 illustrations in a book, you're adding $1.50 to that book, which doesn't seem like much for a book perhaps, but you multiply that by thousands of books and, you know, it adds up, right? But what we hope is that that cost is going to get down to something like 1/10 of that, like 1.5 cents per illustration, which would be, you know, so amazing. And then we could, you know, we could do a lot more with a lot less money. But the bottom line is, as we are able, as we have the either the internal funding or the donation funding, we're going to do all these things. So thank you for using our engine. Tell everybody about it. We're all about decentralized knowledge and bypassing censorship and empowering humanity in multiple languages with the knowledge that they need to be free, to be abundant, to be healthy, to be alive. All of this matters. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the creator of everything, all the engines at brighteon.ai. So thank you for listening. Take care. The Christmas sale for the Health Ranger store begins December 11th at 11 a.m. and it runs through December 15th. And during this sale, you get double the loyalty points on all your purchases. Plus, we have amazing discounts from some of our third-party vendors, and we have a mechanism for you to get tokens for our book creation engine. Also, I'm going to show you all that here. So again, it starts December 11th at healthrangerstore.com, and you can take advantage of all the products that we have here, all of our supplements, foods, superfoods, storable foods, the personal care products, super anthocyanins, you know, everything, the magnesium supplements. We've got all these different categories, home, food, preparedness, supplements, and so much more. And if you want to take advantage of this with our third-party vendors, then those discounts range from, for example, Nahaya Active Organics Skincare is a 25% discount. We've got Delilah Home for the certified organic bed sheets and pillow sheets, and also they've got bamboo as well as cotton, and that's a 10% discount. We've got Arc Seed Kits available. The Sirthrival brand with Daniel Vitalis, Sertodo, which is the incredible copper goods for your home and kitchen, those are at a 15% discount, and I have all those in my kitchen now. I'm using all those pans and cups. We've got discounts, even smaller discounts, on the Berkey water filters, the garden towers, and many things like that. In addition, let me show you, if you want to, I mean, not only do you get double points, but if you click on your account here, you're going to be able to click on Manage My Points. And then you see it says Clean Food Rewards. You can scroll down and you can redeem your points for a Bright Learn token. That's this right here. You just click Get Reward and then you click Redeem. And you're going to have a book token to generate a book at our new book creation website, which is brightlearn.ai. And that will generate books for you. And these are some of the books that our other users have already generated. You can click here to view all the books. And wow, there's new books happening. Starlink, Drone Death to Decentralization, The Plant-Powered Nutrition Cookbook, The Supplement Code, so on and so forth. Vibe Code, Off-Grid Power Pioneers, Garlic Unleashed. And let's see, we have 319 books right now.
You can create your book using that book token, and you can redeem your loyalty lion points at healthrangerstore.com right here to get those tokens. It's 300 points per token to generate each book. So that's how you take advantage of that during our sale. So again, it all starts on December 11th at 11 a.m. Central, and it runs through December 15th, also at 11 a.m. And we've got all kinds of things that are back in stock. We've got the loyalty lion points for the BrightLearn book tokens and the discounts from our third-party vendors, double points. The products that we ship from our store, they will arrive before Christmas within the 48 contiguous states. So if you want to purchase for Christmas for someone, go ahead and shop any of the products that we sell ourselves, not the third-party vendors, but our own products. Those will be shipped and you'll get them before Christmas, guaranteed in the 48 contiguous states. It's just the third-party vendors, we can't guarantee their shipping timelines, so we don't know if you're going to get those before Christmas. And also, you know, the free shipping only applies to the 48 contiguous U.S. states. So outside of that, Alaska, Hawaii, of course, you're used to the fact that there's going to be extra shipping, but that's shown in the shopping cart. So, but one of the cool things you can do is you can actually use a book token to generate a book for someone that's personalized to them as a Christmas gift. You can use a title that they would recognize as something personal to them, even though the book will also be publicly available to everybody else, but you don't have to put in, you know, names and personal details like that. But it can be an inspired gift for somebody who would love a book about something really amazing, like different varieties of garlic or varieties of broccoli or something inspirational. So keep that in mind as well. Lots of different ways to create thoughtful gifts for people and to take advantage of all of this at healthrangerstore.com beginning December 11th at 11 a.m. Central Time. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, founder of Health Ranger Store and the AI developer of the BrightLearn.ai book engine. Thank you for your support.